Welcome to Velocity, the Vista Chamber podcast. I'm your host, Vista Chamber CEO Rachel Beld, and it's my privilege to interview the movers, shakers, and change makers impacting our amazing Vista community and beyond. Today, my guest is the fabulous Lisa DeJesus, president and CEO of ADU Gurus, a company that specializes in ADU feasibility, design, and consulting. As an ADU expert and a licensed California real estate broker, Lisa helps clients navigate the complexities of building ADUs on their properties. In addition, she serves as a City of Vista Planning Commissioner, was a former City of La Mesa Planning Commissioner, and a past chair of the San Diego Association of Realtors Housing and Opportunities Committee. Lisa's efforts and community service have paid off as she was recently selected as Vista's Business Person of the Year at Heroes of Vista. Woohoo! So welcome, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so before we dive into a little bit about you, let's tell people listening, what is an ADU?
Great question. An ADU is an acronym for Accessory Dwelling Unit. And the acronym was coined by the state of California to cover things like granny flat, casita, artist studio, mother-in-law suite, whatever they used to be called formerly. The word across the board is ADU, accessory dwelling unit.
So why are ADUs important? Because I've heard a lot about ADUs really very recently. It seems like it's all in the news about ADUs. You hear about them more frequently. And so why is that happening? Why are they so important?
Well, I have a bit of a long-winded explanation of that, and that is for the last 30 years, the state of California has been looking at how to increase density. Specifically, local governments have been looking at how to increase density along transportation corridors like South Santa Fe, for example, or the 101 or University Avenue in San Diego, something where there's transit lines. That has evolved into different opportunities for homeowners, property owners, commercial builders, and developers to add more units. We could always build an accessory dwelling unit in our backyard, but by the time you adhered to the local government setbacks, the distance from your property lines, and the roof line, you got a really nice doghouse and not really a habitable space. And so the state sort of stepped in 2017 and said, hey, local governments in California, you must allow homeowners, property owners, the ability to build a granny flat in the backyard, an ADU. It's an accessory to an existing structure, so you have to have a house, and then you can build a second unit. But you can't demand that they build less than 4 feet from the rear property line and the side property line. And subsequently, these regulations have gotten greater, like no HOA can prohibit them. So the opportunity to add housing was the motivation between the local and state government, but how it's evolved into these ADU laws, there's a little bit more contention about those from other property owners surrounding people wanting to build an ADU. But the goal was from about 30 years ago, talking about smart growth.
We've talked a lot on this show and also just at the chamber and with the city and with our elected officials about really have a critical need for housing. And so how do the ADU units really address those housing needs? Are they being built by individual homeowners, or are they really being built by big corporations? How is it really helping people with houses?
Well, I think the question comes to what the minimum state allowances are, that these 4 feet setbacks, that you can build an ADU if you have a single family home. You can also build an attached ADU. So there's certain regulations every city must allow. But there are cities in the state of California that have expanded upon that, like the city of San Diego, for example. They say you can not only can you build what the state says is a minimum allowance, you can actually build six ADUs in your backyard if you make three of them affordable. You can build one for one. And that's when it's gotten a little bit crazy. And that's kind of, we read about a lot of these ADUs that are, you know, 30 feet high in the backyard of somebody's home in Mira Mesa. And this becomes the standard of what people think an ADU is. But in fact, a lot of people have been building ADUs that have aging parents, or they have a caretaker that's 15 seconds away, that they're saving thousands of dollars a month in fees because they can actually offer housing. Kids that go to college that want to come back, aging people or people that are aging in place and they have a big house and they don't really need it. They build an ADU, they live in that, they can subsidize their retirement by renting out the primary. There's a variety of reasons that people build these, and they are helping. And I'll also add that there are like 14 million single family homes in the state of California. And I believe in 2020, the number of total ADUs added was like 43,000. So less than one half of 1% of homes are doing this. So they're really not a, there's not a run on ADUs.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's really a helpful opportunity, especially if it's something you want to help a family member or you need additional income. Sure. And like I said, we're at a critical need for housing. And so it's, you know, there's definitely people looking for a safe, reliable, comfortable place to live at a reasonable price. So I'm curious, what is the role of ADU gurus in helping people with this big nebulous process of getting an ADU? So what do you do for your work?
So the primary focus of my work is consulting, and I help property owners understand what their city actually allows, because the state has these minimum mandates that the local governments have to allow. And then every city has codified those, the bare minimum, but some have allowed a little bit more. Some require extra documentation when you submit plans. So we can help the property owner understand exactly what they can build, where they can build it. We can also do all of the plans that they need and all the supplementary documentation that they need to submit those plans to each city, each jurisdiction. And when I say jurisdiction, we're talking about City of Vista, City of Oceanside, City of Carlsbad, San Diego,
or the county.
Oh, yeah. The county is a huge. Right. We work with the county quite a bit. So we do everything concept to keys, and we can even help them vet a contractor to build it. And we help as a consultant along that whole entire pathway.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's really fun.
How did you get involved in this work? Tell me a little bit about you.
Thank you. I started ADU Gurus because I built my own ADU.
Okay.
In Vista. And it brought back all the memories I have of land use and understanding how the local government works with the state. And when I started the process, being a real estate broker, the ancillary services of real estate, like title and escrow and mortgage lenders, they would call me and say, "Lisa, what's an ADU?" And I was like, "It's an ADU. It's not an ADU." But they were, you know, this was how young it was at the time. And we hear that you started ADU Gurus. What does this mean? How can you help us help our agents? And so I started putting together a PowerPoint presentation for them to share with their agents that they had in their database. The very first one I did was on the rules and regulations of ADUs, and I had 119 agents show up in a Zoom call for the slide deck. So it was kind of like an aha moment. These folks want to know more about it. So from there, it's just taken off. And as a broker, I always tell the agents and the brokers, I'm here to help you understand ADUs. I'm not here to poach your clients or anything. I want you to have an understanding. So I've always educated them for free. And whoever wants me to come speak at their group, I'll go speak and share information about ADUs.
That's great. I think it's really helpful to have someone who's knowledgeable, because you also hear stories of people creating living spaces in their homes that are not safe.
Well, and
that's always been the case.
This isn't the first time people have built granny flats on their property. We see garage conversions. Yeah. We see, so prior to 1978 and Prop 13, people were taxed, their property taxes increased on the square footage. So they would add construction and they wouldn't tell the government, and code enforcement wasn't driving around, you know, writing violations. So we can look back, and even after that, people have converted garage space, or they're carved out ADUs from their house, or they've built something in the backyard. The state recognizes that, and the local governments recognize that. And one of the rules that the state has made subsequent during these ADU regulations being handed down year over year is that if you have something that's not permitted, that you can now get that permitted in arrears without any penalty.
Wow, that's
so
huge.
This is huge. And so what does that look like? So we would come out, we would assess what you have. We would create a set of plans called as-built, means how it's built. It's as it's built. And it shows the city, this is what's built there. This is what it looks like This is where the bathroom is and how it was added or whatever the case may be. And then we submit that to the city in arrears to permit, and they will give us back corrections and what they need to do. It's a process, but it can be done without a penalty to the homeowner.
You know, it sounds like because you're so knowledgeable and you've been through the process yourself,
that was
that you've been there, done that. You have that lived experience of having, okay, well, I've actually dealt with this personally. So that must be really comforting for your clients to know, hey, I've done this.
And not only that, I'll show. So one of the regulations that the state has to the local government is that if you build an ADU less than 750 square feet, you are not subject to development impact fees. And that sounds like a big deal, but a development impact fee is how people impact the city. If you build a house and more people come, the streets are affected, emergency services are affected. So you pay this fee. But when you're just adding an ADU for 750 square feet, they don't have to pay any of those fees. So I built mine at 750 square feet. It's my home. I live on the property with my daughter, her wife, my grandchildren. It's wonderful. And I show it as a model home. So people can actually see that it's not a tough shed with drywall. It's an actual property that you can walk into.
I've been there. It's
lovely. Yeah, it's a great house. And it's 750 is not what it used to be. I mean, it really can live well. So it's a nice opportunity for people to that are interested in building one to actually have an aha moment that they don't need to go bigger because their mind thinks that that's a small space.
So. Right. That's really great. And that's great that you're able to show off your own property and say,
just as an
not
example.
Only I've done this, but I live here and come and check it out. That's really cool. So I want to ask you a little bit, you know, your work is fascinating. It obviously keeps you very busy, but you also give back to the community in a number of ways. I mentioned in the bio that you're a planning commissioner. Tell me a little bit about being a planning commissioner. What is a planning commissioner to do and how are you involved with the city?
Well, being a planning commissioner here in Vista has been is a great honor. I take it very seriously and I really love the opportunity. But to speak to it really goes back to 2000 when I was appointed to La Mesa's Planning Commission. I had just earned a degree from San Diego State in public administration. I'm a nerd for policy. My senior thesis was on the state and local government's dysfunctional financial relationship based on Prop 13. I mean, so I had this nerd factor of policy. And the city council, a friend of mine there said, hey, listen, there's a planning commission seat open. I think you'd be great for it. And I went there kind of eyes wide open and understood that this is a place, a body, a commission that makes recommendations to city council on land use issues. So let's say you have a retail store that wants to come and they're going to put forward the plans for what something looks like, a storefront, or it's a new development of apartments and they have a plan of how this is going to look. The planning commission sort of does all of the public information, public hearings on behalf of the public with recommendations to city council on how to move forward. Because if they get bogged down with all the details, it might take them days to get through a city council meeting. And that's a kind of a double process for the public to be heard in how things look and feel in the community, how we're adhering to the general plan and what the general plan lays out for commercial, how we're zoned, which every city has a zone for houses and industry and commercial. And then now there's overlay zones where we can actually put housing in commercial areas. So the cities are evolving and developing. And my time from 2000 on La Mesa's Planning Commission to my time now at the Vista Planning Commission is incredible because the state has really, I would say, stepped in or overstepped to the local government and telling us what we have to do and how staff has to create housing and more housing for people. So it's really interesting, that dynamic. So we look at all these projects coming forward. Staff at Vista is an incredible staff that we have. We're very fortunate as being citizens of Vista to have a staff like we have at the city of Vista. And they put together these packages for us and they help us understand exactly what we're looking at when we're on the planning commission. And then we vote after asking questions on the matter and how we would recommend these items to city council.
That's great. And so I know that the public can get involved either by coming in person to a meeting, watching online on YouTube. I know the meetings are live streamed. There was a meeting last night and I watched it. And then also writing in an email or responding to a project. But I do want to just highlight this for the public that not every single thing that happens in Vista goes to the Planning Commission, right?
Correct.
It's usually if it's something that's a little bit different than what's just generally allowed, right?
Yeah. So we have, there's two things that way things are looked at when you submit projects to a city. One is ministerial mm-hmm. and one is public hearing. So ministerial means that it's just done at the counter, right? ADU plans could be done at the counter. That's still a process, still has to go through planning, right. Still has to go through building. They still have to go through the approval process. Bigger projects where there may be more of a public impact, we're going to have a bigger look at, right? And that requires a public hearing. One of those gray areas is SB 9, is a Senate Bill 9 from the state of California that says you could split your lot in two. This is kind of to do with ADUs. Prior to this SB 9 being passed, a property owner with a half-acre property, think about Vista's bigger lots, wanted to split it in two. They could probably always do that. They could do a tentative parcel map, create stuff for the city to know, and it would have to go before the Planning Commission. Planning Commission would have to see that, hey, this is something that's in keeping with our community, and it'll go to the council. Now, because of SB 9, that's a ministerial process. They removed it from public overview, right? So these are just, an example of ministerial and public hearing. But the greater the impact on the public and the bigger the project, it usually goes before the Planning Commission.
Right. And the Planning Commission, it's an appointed role. You're appointed by a council member, and it's a volunteer role, right? You're not paid.
Well, you're paid a tiny little stipend. Yeah, a little stipend. I mean, gas money. And that's kind of nice that there was nothing before in 2000, but now it's just really a very small gas money type of thing.
Okay.
So I would hate to say that it's free, but.
Right.
We're not making a living.
You're not living on the income from being a planning commissioner. No. So paying for gas, like you
said. That's right.
Okay. In addition to serving as a planning commissioner, I know there are a few nonprofits and service groups close to your heart. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your involvement. I believe it's in the Women's Club.
Yep.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that.
So when I first arrived in Vista about 6 years ago, even though I'm a native San Diegan, I moved to Vista 6 years ago. The first place I went was the Strawberry Festival.
Ah.
And at the Strawberry Festival, I met Eleanor Hutchins from the Vista Press, and she said, you know, if you're new here, you should join the Women's Club of Vista. And late 2008, I moved to England, and I was part of the Thames Valley American Women's Club. And for 2 years, I worked with them, and they were such a great group of women. We got to socialize, and the benefit was that everything that we did was to try to generate money to help some cause. So when I went to the Women's Club of Vista and I joined there, I found out that every year they give away about $16,000 to Vista students, high school, graduating high school students. And I got to have lunch at the Shadow Ridge Country Club, and I got to be around a really great group of women who are like-minded, who every meeting that we have every month, there's always some sort of speaker that helps us understand another cause or something that helps us. So I'm all about organizations that help each other, right? That's the whole point, is as long as there's, I love this, I found this term that I really enjoyed, and that's collective success. And that's when we're all successful, when we help each other. I'm happy to share information. I'm happy to point people in the right direction, but even better when I'm with a group of people that feel the same way. And I find that in every Operation Hope. The Moonlight Theater, the Chamber. I mean, it's not just because I'm sitting here with the CEO, but this Chamber has been life-changing to me. Sometimes I think I need to do things on my own. And this was a place I found that I don't need to be on my own, that I'm with from a business point of view, because always as a social side, doing the Women's Club sort of felt fun to me. And when I go to work, I love my job, but being part of the Chamber has kind of translated that good feeling over to the community. So I love being part of the Chamber because it feels very much like what we do for everybody else.
I love
collective success.
Yeah. We call it net weaving at the Chamber.
That's correct.
We do. But there is collective success
that comes from net weaving.
I love that. I might steal it.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay. So speaking of the Chamber, mm-hmm. So recently we had our Heroes of Vista event.
Yes.
You were there. Everybody looked nice. Mm-hmm. We had a good party. How did it feel when you saw your name on the screen that you had been selected the Business Person of the Year? How did that feel?
When I got selected Business Person of the Year at Heroes of Vista, it was so, First of all, it was thrilling. Mm-hmm. It was, the video was so amazing. And
Chris Ryan did a great job with those.
Chris Ryan did an amazing job. And how he weaved in all of the good stuff. And then my friend Christina Torres from Compass spoke on that. I just was, and my best friend from England was sitting next to me. I mean, I was amongst all my favorite people at the chamber. I just was just thrilled. But deeper than that, it was such an acknowledgement. You know, I go about my life very happily participating in collective success, very happily working very hard to do the right thing in my job, to have integrity with people, to not overcharge, to not take advantage, to try to have a global view of the community and how we move forward the Planning Commission side. And I mean, I just have lived that life for about 30 years where I really try to help. So for the first time, it really felt like somebody saw me. And that was incredible. I mean, it was just incredible. It was an incredible honor to me amongst people that I really respect. And to be bestowed that honor was just, and there's no words really.
I'm so glad that you were so touched by that. And because that's really the goal of these types of awards is to, there are so many people. That's why we call it heroes.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people, everyday heroes, doing great work out in the community, making a difference in business, making a difference in service clubs, giving back, and just saying, hey, you know, we see you, we see the work that you're doing, and we want to celebrate that. Because in this world where we all get bogged down in negativity and grumpy stuff on social media, or there can just be so much weight on our shoulders, we have to stop and celebrate success and celebrate people doing great things. So it was a really big honor for me to be there to see you win and give you a big hug when that happened. And we had great nominees. Yes. Every year we have amazing nominees. And so and everybody, you know, just does such a great job. But it was so great to see that. And I'm really happy for you. So congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It was very well deserved. So I want to ask you, as we're kind of coming to the end of our conversation, is there anything about your work or anything that we didn't discuss about ADU Gurus that you really want people to know? Now's your chance.
Well, of course there is. And now's my chance is the opportunity sometimes makes us go vacant in the brain. But I just want everybody to know that in the city of Vista, as a consultant, I do charge an hourly fee to go on somebody's property and do that. But for the citizens of Vista, I never charge. So if you need to know something about it, if you need to know something about an AD or you have a question, you can always go to my website, aduGurus.com. There's a way to reach out to me via the website. You can text me. If you're in the city of Vista, I will absolutely come out to your house and walk the property with you and discuss it. ADUs are not cheap, so this isn't a hard sell.
Yeah.
You can't sell this product to people. They have to either want it or be interested in it. And I've got answers for everything from financing to feasibility to contractors. Whatever you need, I can help you with it. And it's an information service only.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much for that offer. Welcome. So we'll make sure to put the link to your website in the show notes.
Thank you.
So people can find it. Yeah. And so I always ask every guest a few rapid fire questions at the end of our discussion. So, so here we go. Give me a book recommendation, please. Tell me a book that's important to you or a book that you think people should read.
Well, of course, everything's work related, but there's a gentleman that whose book I read years ago called Backyard Revolution. It's by Cole Peterson. That's K-O-L Peterson. Okay. And, you know, I could say he's actually a competitor of mine, but he's too good at what he does to tell you the history of ADUs as he knows them. And I like that book. It really helped me a lot in the very beginning of when I started my company.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll add it to my list. Okay. Tell me a song that you love. What's your jam?
My jam is Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Love that song.
The words
so
to the
good.
Song. From the time my kids sat in the back seat on the way to school, I would sing it and I would sing the words and I'd say, listen to this chorus, you know, lovely day. You make, you know, the whole, all the words are to my children. So now I sing it to my grandchildren.
Ah, I love that. Yeah,
it's
I
a
love
great
that.
Song.
Tell me something that inspires you.
The community, and the community is somebody like my own family. My daughter-in-law, who's a police officer with the city of Carlsbad, she we have a third of an acre at the end of a little private street, a little private road, bumpy private road.
And we have a lot of those in Vista.
We call it our compound, you know, and that's my community. You know, my land, they have a dog and two Bengal cats, and I have a dog, and we have three little kids that run around, and my daughter's at home. I mean, it's our community, and they inspire me every day. I'm so happy to go home every day and be near my family. And then when I step out into the city or to go to any of the organizations or any of the people that I work with, I just am inspired by people. I love stories. I love people's stories. I want to know everything about everybody, so I have to tame that a little bit. I'm just interested in how things work and how people get on.
Well, I love that. I appreciate that. And I'm glad to know about your family, but also have to say that I love hearing people's stories. And that's why I started this podcast. So I was going to say, maybe you need to start a podcast and you can ask people to tell their stories, their ADU stories.
I've got a good mentor here if I decide to do that.
Thank you. I'm just winging it every day, like the rest,
well,
like
doing
everybody.
A darn good job at it, Rachel. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. My last question for you is to tell me a Vista business that deserves a shout out and why.
Gosh, that's like,
it's hard,
tough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard. I know so many. I'm housed. My office is at Smart Space in Vista, and I love Smart Space.
Yeah.
And it's not a small business, but it houses a number of small businesses. So if I just give a shout out to Smart Space in Vista at 450 South Melrose, I would be pointing to several businesses.
Yeah.
And all of those people I've worked with up to 5 years, because that's how long I've been at that space.
Wow, that's
so great. I would say Smart Space in Vista.
Love it. I love it. Well, thank you, Lisa, so
You're
much.
You're so welcome, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for letting me, thank you for all the kind words you said about me at the Business Person of the Year.
I meant every word of it. Yeah, I meant every word. Thank you so much to our guest, Lisa Day Jesus of ADU Gurus. And thank you for listening to Velocity. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and tell a friend. Help us move Vista forward with Velocity. The Vista Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization that serves as a catalyst for business growth. Visit us online at vistachamber.org.